Hey, fearless femmes. It's your girl, Jessica Lane, back with another dose of daily motivation, because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally transform the way you experience the world. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jessica, isn't forgiveness like letting someone off the hook? And while it does involve letting go of anger and resentment, it's so much more than that. Forgiveness is actually about setting yourself free. It's about releasing the emotional baggage that's weighing you down, freeing up space for joy, peace, and even growth. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of bricks? That's what anger and resentment can feel like. Forgiveness is literally taking those bricks out and lightening your load. So, how do we actually do it? How do we practice forgiveness and move on from hurts, big or small? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Understand forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Look, I get it. Someone wronged you. They messed up, they hurt you, and it's okay to feel those emotions. But forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions or saying what they did was right. It's about realizing that holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to keep drinking from a poisoned well, right? Forgiveness is essentially choosing to walk away from that poison and find clean water instead. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to sweep those feelings under the rug. Feel them, name them, and acknowledge their validity. Bottling up emotions just makes them fester. You might feel anger, sadness, betrayal, or even a mix of everything. It's okay to be human and have these complex emotions. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just taking some time for quiet reflection can help process those feelings. 3. Choose compassion. This doesn't mean excusing what happened, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were going through something difficult, maybe they made a mistake, or maybe they simply lacked awareness. It doesn't erase their actions, but understanding can sometimes make it easier to let go of bitterness. 4. Practice empathy. This is all about stepping into someone else's shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling. They could be carrying their own burdens, struggling with their own demons. Remember, everyone is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Practicing empathy doesn't mean condoning what happened. It simply means trying to understand the human behind the actions. 5. Focus on letting go. This is the heart of forgiveness. It's not about forgetting, but about releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on you. Imagine letting go of a balloon filled with those negative feelings. Watch it float away, lighter than air. This doesn't happen overnight, and there will be days when it feels harder than others. But keep practicing, keep choosing compassion, and you'll gradually feel the weight lift. Okay, let's talk real life. Picture this. You were passed over for a promotion at work. It stung, right? Maybe you felt like your hard work wasn't appreciated. You might have even felt angry and resentful towards your boss or colleagues. But what if, instead of letting that anger fester, you decided to channel it into something positive? What if you used it as motivation to learn new skills, network with other professionals, or even start looking for a new opportunity that better aligns with your values? By choosing forgiveness, you're not condoning the situation, you're simply choosing to move forward. You're reclaiming your power and focusing on what you can control. Your own growth, your actions, and your future. Remember, fearless femmes, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage to let go of hurt and anger, but the rewards are immense. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to create the life you truly desire. So take that leap, choose forgiveness, and watch your world transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you can do today to practice forgiveness in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay fearless and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.